Right. 这个大家要特别注意，check your progress with pacing，就是你在读阅读文章的时候，不管你读，比如说你 graded reading，就是分级读，一定要注意一下自己的，就是阅读速度，就是一分钟是读100次呢，还是120次，还是150次，这个一定要有一个清楚的记录。比如说你在读分级读4的时候，你的阅读速度是一分钟。120次，那你觉得我就可以了？我觉得这个速度可以了，你就应该提高到分级阅读五了。那么阅读五的时候开始，你可能是80次，然后慢慢慢慢的才到100次，是吗？这样子慢慢的来，right? And number nine, try some lightning speed exercises. Try some lightning speed exercises，就是一些闪电速度的这个练习。比如说，这怎么说呢？这是也是人家的一个经验之谈，就是你要想读速度快，try some lightning speed exercises。比如说这篇文章500字的文章，如果说一分钟读100字的话，你要5分钟读完，那么你3分钟读完，然后看看你的理解程度怎么样，后面做后面的练习。然后呢，每次来下来，然后你的阅读速度呢，在一段时间会有一个大的提高。很多的人呢都有这样的体会，就是 try to reduce the time that you should spend in reading to reduce when you are practicing the speed reading. This is called lightning speed exercises. You cut the reading time into half. For example,originally, you need to spend 10 minutes, and then you shorten it to 5 minutes. 5 minutes, and then you do the exercises and check your comprehension. If you can get 80% of the comprehension or 70% of the comprehension, you should say congratulations to yourself. And after some time, you know, practice lightning speed practice, and you will find your reading speed increased. Okay.Lastly, read English every day. Yes, read English every day. And this is my last suggestion. Yes. If your working environment involves the use of English, then you are very lucky. If don't, please do read, spend at least 2 hours in reading English. I think when you are doing your assignments,or when you are reviewing your lessons, actually you are practicing your reading. But for you every day, or I'd like to suggest for the reading comprehension purpose, I'd like to suggest you choosing some easy readings and interesting readings to build up your reading habits.The habit of reading in English and also to build up your reading interest. Okay. Now let's come to the, just now I have given you 10 guidelines for you to follow to increase your reading speed. I wonder how many of you can remember that? Yes. The first one? Good. Reading purpose. Okay, 陈小秋 really thank you very much, very good. Read English every day. Good. Now, let's come to the last question. Speed and comprehension, which is more important? Can anybody answer this question? Which is important in reading? Speed, comprehension. Can you tell me? Right. Is speed more important than comprehension, or comprehension more important than speed? Yes, anybody? Anybody answer this question? Comprehension, good. Yes, another answer, comprehension. Good. You all look quite sensible to me. Right.I agree with you. I think comprehension is more important than reading a text. If you fail to understand what the text means, your fast reading is meaningless, right? Therefore, many teachers point out that the improvement of reading speed is for normal or superior learners or students. Students who have difficulties in reading should concentrate or should focus on comprehension before working to improve speed. So if you fail to understand what the text means, your fast reading is meaningless. Therefore, many teachers or tutors point out or think that the improvement of reading speed is for some normal or superior students, for some intermediate level or for some advanced level students. 阅读速度这种提高呢，都是对那些中高级学习者来说，对我们初学者来说呢，的阅读理解是更重要。理解跟速度永远都是理解 is more important than speed. Right. Okay. That is all about this evening's lecture. I just give you a quick summary of what I have covered so far within the last 15 minutes. Nearly 15 minutes have already gone. First, I just give you a brief definition of two types of reading, intensive reading and extensive reading. And then we discuss how to improve our reading abilities by relating my personal experiences and also give you some very specific suggestions. You know, you may have noticed I didn't give you some very broad suggestions this time. What I give you this evening is sometimes from my direct experience, sometimes from my students, and sometimes from my friends' direct learning experience. So it's not just from the textbook, you see what I mean? So from our own learning and teaching experience. And thirdly, we discuss very briefly, we reviewed very briefly about reading skills, some major reading skills like skimming, scanning, and inferring, and recognize rhetorical structures. And lastly, we spent nearly half an hour in discussing your reading speed and comprehension, which is more important. Under this topic, we discussed purpose of reading, speed reading, and we discussed the problems, the factors that may have affected our reading speed, the four factors: unclear reading purposes, unfamiliar topics, unsuitable reading materials, and also poor reading habits. Okay, these are the four key factors that might have affected our reading speed. And then we discussed about 10 guidelines for us to follow if we want to increase our reading speed. And lastly, we discussed which is more important, speed and comprehension, and many of you answered that comprehension matters more than speed. That is all for my lecture, and now I'd like to take your questions. If you have, please print them on these. I will try to answer your question one by one. Okay, 刘阿芳同学ask me this question. When I was reading, I'm used to read word by word. How can I overcome this habit? Okay, if I were you, I will try to, you know, read first. Okay, at the very beginning, I'll try to read in sentence level or in phrases level. Don't read by word by word. You see what I mean? Okay. 柳阿芳同学问这个问题，阅读时候一字一个字默读，怎样才能克服这个毛病呢？我刚才用英文回答了你的问题，我觉得。我觉得呢，就是开始的时候，你现在不是有这个习惯了吗？那么要改正这个毛病啊，就是开始的时候你要学会，你觉得这个习惯不好，那么我读的时候呢，你选一些熟悉的课文读。For example, you have learned English in daily life, or you have learned the first unit life, and there are some, sorry, for example, the fourth unit. In English in daily life, there is a reading text, and then you are very familiar with the reading text, right? And then you practice your reading with this text by reading in the text in groups. See what I mean? 就是不是一个字一个字的读，就是选一个熟悉的课文呢，然后呢，你就是学会读句群，学会呢读这个字群，就一个词一个词的读，一个句一个句的读，这样呢就能。慢慢来，开始的时候选一个比较熟悉的课本，慢慢这样来改正这个毛病。因为你一个字一个字读，肯定很慢，可能是读20分钟。如果你读得快呢，你10分钟就给它读完。I just try to follow the suggestion if you can。刘阿芳同学听明白了吗？OK，thank you。我们有同学问呢。Okay. Recommend us some graded reading materials. 刚同学说了有那个书虫系列，就外研社的，就是我们大学的出版社有书虫系列，那个挺好。还有我觉得现在市场上这类的书是太多了，就是那种分级读物特别多，就是尤其我们那个外研社，就是JLTRP，他们有很多这种系列吧。比以前我们那时候80年代读大学时候多了，我觉得网上现在也有许多，the internet 网上也有许多这种 graded reading materials。现在让我推荐，我还真是因为现在材料是太多了。我知道那个牛津的书虫系列不，还有一些其他的在线的也一些许多好材料，How can we understand long sentences by diagrammatic or just know the gist of the meaning？我们有同学问呢，对，如果是一个长句子，你要想弄明白的话，我就有一个办法，是我的一个办法。有时候呢，一个长句子，我先一读，哦，一看不明白，那怎么办呢？我就找它的主语和它的，我就一看它的语法结构，我有时候就明白。你是 know the gist of the meaning，那就看你的 reading purpose。所以我跟大家说了，阅读的目的是特别重要。如果你的目标要是就想知道，你比如说我在检查这个航班，或者呢我今天是想看中国队赢了还是哪个队赢了，那么我就看这个 information，我就看这个句型，我不需要每个句子都读懂。如果呢需要我每个句读懂，那我这个句子就得看一下它语法结构了。我们有同学问武汉，班同学问了，What benefits best news magazines or other？什么对我们的最有帮助呢？是新闻呢？是读新闻还是杂志？这个就看大家的喜好了。我记得我那时候我读研究生的时候，我有一个同学，他现在已经走了，在读那个，他是学跟我学的专业不一样。他学美社的，他当时就是上大学的时候，他告诉我，他就读《Time Magazine》，他就 stick to《Time Magazine》，他就读美国的那个《时代周刊》这个杂志。他说他就一直大学4年就读下来了，就每期都读，他就 stick to one magazine，他就觉得他的英文啊，就是特别有长进。他不是说今天换这个杂志，明天换那个杂志，就 stick to one magazine。我觉得 learning experience 也当时对我的启发也特别大。 他的英文是挺棒的一个小孩，江苏人，个子也不是很高。说他学的是美社嘛，美国社文化研究。但他当时那个对他最有帮助的就是那个《Time Magazine》，然后呢，有的同学呢，他肯定喜欢《Newsweek》，就是时代那个叫《新闻周刊》，也是美国的一个杂志。就是说，不管 whatever you read, you stick to one thing. Persistence is very important. 如果你说我喜欢读 CNN News 美国有线新闻，那你就一直坚持下去。If you like to read Guardian, the British newspaper, and then stick to it.And in the long run, you will benefit. If I just neglect the new words, how do I end my vocabulary range? Yes, this is an often asked question. 这经常有同学就问，这个词汇和这个阅读有时候怎么？我觉得呢。From my 我觉得呢，我个人的看法，我觉得在练习精读的时候，比如你们的课本上，我们教材中，精读课本中这些词儿，大家是毫无，叫什么 ？Undoubtedly, you have to understand and learn to use all this vocabulary in your course books.In the comprehensive English and also in your advanced English series in the BA courses, 就是在我们的课本中出现这些词儿，大家有义无反顾，这些词儿肯定是要学会，不仅学会它意思是什么，而且于是 learn how to use them, 知道该怎么用它们，这个一定要注意，大家。但是呢，在你的 easy read, 在你的一个 reading for fluency,for pleasure, 在你这样消遣阅读的时候，在你是想提高这个自己的阅读的流利程度的时候呢，这个时候大家就不要老查字典了，这样老查字典会影响你的阅读速度，一影响你的阅读速度，哎，影响你的理解，这样你就没兴趣了。所以呢，就是我不太建议大家在阅读这个 for entertainment 的时候呢，但是呢，就是刚才我说的，如果你 if you have formed habit of reading one magazine or one newspaper, you know, and then you just read them very intensively, and of course you understand some keywords in there. 如果你大家养成一个习惯，就是读《时代周刊》或者是《新闻周刊》这个杂志，那每期都读，那这上面的一些词你还是要会，但是呢，在读小说啊，在这些我都不建议大家这样。How do you like Word of English? How can we use our textbook to practice reading? Isn't better if we can shoot two birds? 啊，我们教材有 reading 是太好了，因为我们的教材选的那些文章都非常新，啊，这个呢，我们那个高中起点本科和高中起点专科的学生，现在一年级到三年都是用当代大学英语系列，它这强化阅读英语还有是综合英语都有大量的阅读片子，这些英语呢都是非常 authentic English, 就是非常真实的英语文本，它和我们刚才前面我们说的 Pride and Prejudice 中间还有些不一样，因为那个语言呢还是原来18、19世纪的，这个语言都非常新的语言，所以呢我建议大家用这些呢，如果是综合英语这上面就是做精读，如果是强化阅读呢它就泛读，在我们高年级呢还有当代大英五和当代大英六，这个呢有些是做精读课本，有些做泛，就是对于课本上的如果大家把课本都能读懂都能读会，我觉得有时候在课外读一些就够了，不需要读许多了，想哈，是的。